No performance orientation. There's no approval addiction. It's a strong conscience. Your standing before God is based on grace. A weak conscience, by contrast, is someone who believes they have a long list of do's and a long list of don'ts. And they have to keep these lists and keep these things in order. It's like me. I thought I had to memorize my verses. That was a weak conscience. I thought I had to pray so long. That was a weak conscience because I was doing it to gain or maintain God's favor. And so strong and weak will set the standard, and it tells you how high you have to jump. And some people set their consciences way, way above God's standard, and so they're perfectionist, and they're never satisfied, and they're frustrated. And some people set their conscience way below God's standard, and they don't feel guilt a whole lot at all. They just live lives that bring destruction to them and to their relationships and the people around them. Now, with that, let me title each of these quadrants, give you a passage if you want to jot it down to check out later, and then give you a picture of what occurs in each quadrant. Let's start with quadrant one. That's a good conscience. It's what the Bible calls a good conscience. In Acts 24:16, 2 Corinthians 1:12, 1 Peter 3:16, all references to a good conscience. It's strong and it's clear. It's a picture of someone who understands the grace of God, understands that there are desires and commands from Scripture. He doesn't obey the commands and desires and the will of God because he thinks he has to, ought to, or gains favor with God. But he has a strong, clear conscience. He understands he's deeply loved, and out of obedience and love and gratitude for God, obeys and follows the will of God and has a good conscience. He's jumping over the bar and doing what God wants him to do, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The results of a good conscience are peace, courage, boldness, power, a deep experience of God's love, and joy. In fact, the Apostle Paul will say in 2 Corinthians 1:12, he says, we boast, and our testimony is this. And our testimony, he's talking about the ministry. It's not, you know, how many New Testament books he had written. He doesn't boast about all the people that came to Christ. He doesn't boast about his sacrifice. He says, we boast.